is holding up the moon. And who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? And who is standing on the mountain? Is on the earth below, and who is bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is. Creator God, He is Yahweh, the great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. Who is He that makes me happy? Who is He that gives me peace? And who is He that brings me comfort? And turns the bitter into sweet? And who is stirring up my passion? Who is rising up in me, filling up my hunger? And who is filling up my hunger with everything I need? And Creator God, He is. Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh.
Rose of Sharon, He is.
Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Creator God, He is.
Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
And who is He that makes me happy?
Yeah.
And who is He that makes me happy? Who is He that gives me peace? And who is He that brings me comfort? And turns the bitter into sweet, is stirring up my passion. And who is stirring up my passion? Who's rising up in me?
Who is rising up in me?
Of my hunger. Who is filling up my hunger? Yeah. With everything I need. Yeah. Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. The Creator God, yeah. Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He Yahweh, the righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh, see Yahweh, oh Yahweh.
He's Yahweh. The great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh.
Rose of Sharon,
Rose of Sharon, He's Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
Let's sing Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
Sing out His name.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh.
Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
And Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Sing Yahweh. Oh,
Yahweh. 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 Yahweh.
Sing out His name.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
You stood before creation, eternity in Your hand, and You spoke the earth into motion, my soul now to stand. And You stood before my failure, carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon Your shoulders, my soul now to stand. And so what could I say? So what could I say? What could I do? Offer this heart, oh God, completely to You. So I walk. So I'll walk upon salvation, Your Spirit alive in me. Life to declare Your promise, my soul now to stand. So what could I say? So what could I say? could I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. So what can I say? So what can I say? Thousand times I've felt your mercy meant. Should I stumble again, as I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all things. In my soul, but I give you control. You consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace to love you from. consume me from the inside out, boy. Let justice and praise and become my embrace to love you from the inside, my heart and my soul, in my heart and my soul. Lord, I give you control. Come to me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory. Justice and praise become my embrace to love you from everlasting. And everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond. Heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace to love you from the inside.
This song is one that we've never done before, but it's a song about healing and God touching us. So if you need a touch from God, if you need a move from God this morning, raise your hands and we're going to sing this over you, and we're going to proclaim God's promises and his love, his healing over you this morning. So just raise your hands with me if you want a touch from him this morning. mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. In God we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. In God we believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. In God we believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do. Proclaim that together. Miracles happen.
Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
Miracles happen.
We
Praise the Lord. You hear me? Everybody good? Praise God. Thank you for that song. We need a move. Amen? Can you guys say that word? We need a move. Now we need to move. We need a move. Move of God. Amen? And God is on the move. You guys believe that? I believe God is on the move. God is always on the move, and God is good.
Amen.
You know what? Let's try this. Last week we tried this. God is good, and all the time, we're going to get there, brother. We're going to get there. One more time. That's fun. God is good, and all the time, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we get started, reminder, the announcements. Announcements are in the box. Now the offering, tithe and offering in the box. I know some of you give online, but I encourage you to continue to give to the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. He is our provider. Amen. He is our provider. And then on Wednesdays, praise God. Thank you. We can talk about this. James, you are just in the spirit. Thank you, brother. Wednesdays, we have our Wednesday night prayer, Bible study, youth group, 6:30 fellowship. Some of these younger people, us young people, some of them are a lot better at ping pong than I thought. I thought I was going to come in and just dominate, but no, that's not the case. But anyways, 6:30 prayer, fellowship, and then Bible studies at 7:30. Amen. So I encourage you guys, we've been doing youth group now for 2 weeks, right? And we learned last week that the Lord is, what's the word? It sounded funny. Among us. It sounded like a funny word. But the Lord is among us. He's with us. And the Lord is moving. Amen? So God is good. So I encourage you guys on Wednesdays, if you are free, if you're not free, clear your schedules. Okay, you might have something to do. But if you can, we invite you guys to join us and see what God is doing. Amen? I almost forgot. Everybody always forgets. Dismiss the children. Children, you are dismissed. I think it's just something that happens when you come up here. Sorry. Lord, bless them, Father God. Your anointing be with them, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the plan, the purpose, the destiny in their lives, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God. Continue to teach them in your ways, Lord. They shall never depart. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be in the book of Acts today, chapter 12. So if you have your Bible, you can turn there. We're going to read, we're just going to read it through 1 through 19. And it reads like this. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread, so when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him, and he did not know what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel." Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go tell the things to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. Then as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you honor and glory, and we thank you for your word. And we thank you for your presence, Lord, and we pray, Father God, this morning, Lord, this afternoon, that you move in our lives, continue to move. Father God, that your word may be made manifest in our lives, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. We pray for your touch, your embrace, Lord, your encouragement, Lord, your strength, Lord. Father, we love you. We bless you, Lord. We lift up everyone here, every family represented, Lord. We lift up Pastor Al and Dahlia, Lord. Be with them. Bless them, Father God. Anoint them, Father God, even more, Lord. We just thank you and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So we see this story here, Acts chapter 12. And this is something I felt the Lord had wanted me to share for some time now. And last week, Philip spoke about the new wineskins. You guys remember? You guys take notes, right? Let me check everybody's notes, please. Good. But he spoke about this, and brother, this just, it was a great message. We thank you for your obedience to the Lord and what the Lord is doing in your life. But it really spoke, I believe, not just to me, but to this church. I believe it's a now word. It's for us now, right? The Lord wants to pour out his spirit, new wine into new wineskins. Amen? It ends, and I'll just share a little bit. Mark 2:22, it says, "But new wine must be put into new wineskins." Right? And that was the message last week, and it stayed with me all week, and it stayed with me even now, so much so that I was like, man, maybe just Philip should come up here and just preach this message again. Come on up. But what I did, I went back and listened, and I wrote it down word for word, so I'm just going to say it again. But it says, new wine must be put into new wineskin. And like I said, I believe that was a word not just for me, but for us. An important word, right? God wants to do. We just sang a song that says, move, right? Move. We want to do what you do, Lord, right? Move in us, move through us, move around us, right? Heal us, help us, strengthen us, equip us, guide us, right? All these words we want, and we say them over our lives, our children, our friends, family. And we speak these words, we pray these words. And the Lord wants to continue to pour out His Spirit, and He wants to continue to give us something new, a new revelation, a new desire, right? Brother, I did go back, and I'm going to quote the prophet Philip here. He said, God wants to create new skins to renew our mind, to renew our hearts, to renew our desire for Him. I had to go back and listen to the message, and I encourage you guys. It's available, right? He wants to give us these new skins. He wants to give us these new skins to renew our minds, our hearts, and our desire for Him. To renew it. Some of us may have fallen away. Some of us may have started to dry up. Some of us may have got hardened up. Whatever the case may be, the Lord wants to give us something new, right? Not something that you had. Sometimes we pray and we say, Lord, give me what I had. No, He wants to give you something better. He wants to give you something better. Lord, I had this desire for you. I want that back. He says, you know what? That was a great desire. Something better is coming. Lord, I want you to move in my life. I want you to move in my life. I want you to move. I don't want to be in the same old situation where I live according to just what I know of you. I want to go past that. And the Lord wants to take us past that. Amen? Lord, we want you to move. Do what you do. I love that song now. It's my new favorite song. Where'd they go? They'll be back. But He wants to renew, He said, and He said, Philip, I love this. He says, He wants to give us a new wine, new joy, and a new freedom. Right? New wine, new joy, and a new freedom. And these words stood out to me during the week when He says new freedom. Because it's definitely something I needed to hear. I had been going through something in the last couple of weeks at work. And I felt I was going back to the same routine, same pattern. And I said, I need something new, a new freedom. And that's when that came out. It was like a new freedom. I was like, yes, that's what it is. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Right? It got me excited and it helped me out. And the Lord wants to give us this new freedom. And we see in this passage here in Acts chapter 12 about a time of prison, of time of incarceration. And we see that Peter, James, some of the church had been incarcerated. And the Lord wants to give us new wine. Say new wine. He wants to give us new wine, and I was praying and I was asking the Lord, what is it? What is it you want to do? And He wants to give us these new joys, these new freedom, these new encounters with Him. Doesn't want us to live off the encounters. Remember the encounters. Remember what the Lord did. But He wants us to keep on moving forward, and there's something new there for you. There's something new there for you. A new revelation, like I said. A new encounter with the Lord. In this story, and I'm going to jump down to verse 11. In this story, we're going to talk a little bit to you about prayer. And we see it down in verse 11. That Peter, after he got rescued, and we'll go back to this, but after he got rescued and it says, and Peter had come to himself, right? After the angel gets him on, like I said, we'll backtrack to that. But I want to talk to this, and I want to let you know that we need to believe that God will answer your prayers, right? Believe that God will answer your prayers. And even as we say this right now, Joshua and Lorraine are on their way to Hesperia, and Joshua's going to go see his grandmother who fell ill, right? And so they're on their way right now to pray for her. Lord, and I ask you right now, if you guys can all just agree with me in prayer. Heavenly Father,
We thank you, Lord, for Sue, Lord. We pray for her healing, Lord. We pray for her restoration, Lord. We pray for her salvation, Lord. Peace for the family, Lord. Protection over them, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe that God will answer prayer. I prayed with him before we left. And I prayed with him. And we need to believe, right? That God will answer prayer. A lot of times we may say things or try to say things or explain things to kind of give us an out in case it didn't happen. But I just know we got to believe that God answers prayer. We got to believe that God answers prayer. I remember believing for my mother's healing before she passed. And even after she passed, we had a memorial service for her. I remember even, it was an open casket, I remember even going up to her one more time. And I said, Lord, if you're willing, I pray for her resurrection. I said, Lord, and I pray, right? So I'm just going to continue till that coffin closes and, you know, I'm just going to continue to believe, right? I'm going to continue to believe, and we need to believe that God will answer prayer. In verse 5, it says that while he was in prison, the church prayed. Right? While he was in prison, the church prayed. It says, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Constant prayer. Constant prayer. Constant prayer. Constant prayer. Right? 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Does this mean you're just always mumbling stuff as you're walking down the street? No, it just means your communication with the Lord is ongoing. Right? It's ongoing. He's your friend. Right? You have a relationship with him. It's ongoing. Right? In the morning, I see my wife and we talk a little bit. I go to work. And when I see her again, it's ongoing. Right? How was your day? This is my day. And this is what happened. It's ongoing. It's continual prayer to the Lord. All right? And the church gathered here. They gathered here continually praying for the deliverance of Peter. And they believed. And they believed. And they believed. And in verse 13, after he comes to his senses and he goes back with them, it says, and as Peter knocked at the door at the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood by the gate. Now, can you imagine this? And this is, it's kind of funny, but when we put ourselves in the situation, this, you got a church, we got a church meeting. Philip calls us all and he says, there's a situation going on. We're all meeting daily. Daily. Let's help. Help, help, help. Pray for help. And they're meeting. And then all of a sudden, the person they're praying for knocks at the door. And it says that this young girl went to the door, recognized his voice, but didn't open the door. Was too excited, it says. She was too excited. And then she went back and told everybody, guess what? You'll never believe it. Peter's here. Right? Peter's here. Great news, right? She recognizes Peter, but the church doesn't believe it. Right? The church doesn't believe it. In verse 15, it says, but they said to her, you are beside yourself. Yet she kept insisting that it was so, and they said, it is his angel. What did they tell her pretty much? They said, you're crazy. Right? You're crazy. There's no way Peter can be here. We are praying for him. It can't happen. That's not the way things work. We pray first, and then God's going to answer the prayer somehow. It can't happen like this in this order. Right? That's leaning on our own understanding, which I know I've done. I'll report myself. I've done many times. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Right? See, they had a thing And maybe we have a thing where, oh, this is the way it's supposed to happen. This is the way God's supposed to work. This is the way it works. And Peter was at the door. They didn't believe. They didn't believe that God can move. They even said it is his angel. And going through some commentaries, someone even said it could have even been that they thought he was dead already. Right? They said, oh, an angel came, a messenger from him. And some said that maybe they even thought he was dead already. So we're praying for Peter's rescue, his deliverance, his breakthrough. And here he comes at the door and they say, no, let me pray. He's dead already. Right? It looks funny. It sounds funny. But we've been in this situation before. Well, we're praying for something, but do we really believe that God is on the move? Do we really believe that God is moving? Right? We need to believe that God is about to do something great. About to pour the new wine. Give us this new joy. We need to believe this, right? And sometimes in our own understanding, we cannot. That's the problem. We see it in our own understanding. That's my problem. I see it in my own understanding. And no matter the Lord is doing this, when I choose to see it in my understanding, I just cannot see this miracle happening. We need to believe that God has the miracle. Long time ago, we used to live in Ontario. And this was right before I got saved. And I got saved here in Norwalk. I shared this before. It was a men's breakfast. And I received the Lord here in Norwalk. And I would start coming on Sundays to church, driving from Ontario, driving on Sundays, and I would come to Bible study during the week. But I would hear stories of what was happening here in the city. And I would hear the church that would say, oh yeah, we went out and we prayed and we passed out flyers and we went and we did this and this person got saved and this person got healed. And then my heart started like, I got to get out there. I got to get out there to that town of Norwalk that I never knew about. Right? I got to get out there. And I started praying that. I said, Lord, I got to get out to the city of Norwalk. I got to be a part of this, what God is doing. And I prayed, and then all of a sudden, there was a house for rent, and we saw it in a weekend. And we saw this house, and we went and got the application, and I turned in the application, right? And I said, Lord, if it's your will, and we prayed, if it's your will, Lord, that we come to Norwalk, then it's your will. And we turned in this application, and this was on Sunday. I left it in the pastor's house. He was going to take it for us on Monday because we had to go back home. So he went and took it to the office for us. And I'm getting out of work. And as soon as I'm getting out of work, I get a phone call. Right? And I open up my big old flip phone I had to pull up the antenna. Right? That was back then. Right? So I pull it out, get better reception, and I answer, and it's the office. And they say, hey, if you have the deposit, you can move in tomorrow. And I was in shock. And I was like, I can't believe this. And I couldn't believe that God had already moved. I couldn't believe it. I remember calling up the pastor and saying, hey, guess what? This just happened. They called me. We just turned it in. I thought it was going to be a process and we were going to wait and we were going to have to meet at the church for prayer all week long. And just like that, but suddenly God moved. God moved. And he brought us here to Norwalk, and we've been here in Norwalk for, I'm not good at math. Almost 20 years, right? And we lived here in Norwalk, and God has used us here in the city, and there's been times, good times, bad times, whatever, but God has moved, right? God has moved, and God is still moving. Amen? Is still moving, right? On Wednesday, I was out here, and the young people were playing, and they were playing ping pong and the bean bags and all that. And I took a little walk to the edge, and I was at the wall, and I was looking out at the apartments, and I saw a group of young kids that were huddled around a motorcycle. And they were looking at the motorcycle, and they were looking at how cool it was, and the guy was revving it up, and I was just watching that. And something stirred within me, and sometimes
we get that stirring, and sometimes we want to ignore it. That's our fault, and sorry, Lord, for that. But we got the stirring saying, hey, it's time that they know that there's a God that loves them. Right? There's a time, and now is the time. It is time that he wants to pour his new wine. He's been wanting to pour the new wine. It's our time to just say, Lord, may your will be done. May your will be done. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. See, the church thought that they had their plan. They thought maybe even Peter was already dead. But they didn't know that the miracle was on its way. Tell somebody that the miracle is on its way. 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 The hand of God is moving. God is moving. He is real. He is alive in your life. And the miracle is on its way. See, they didn't know. They were praying. And we've done it many times. We lean on our own understanding. And they were praying. And they were praying and believing, Lord, rescue Peter. Lord, rescue Peter. Lord, rescue Peter. Help Peter. Help Peter. Help Peter. He was already on his way to them. Right? The miracle was on its way. The miracle is on its way. See, when the enemy, Herod in this case, stretches forth his hand to destroy, God also stretches forth his hand to bring the miracle. Right? Many people here, if not everyone here, if not you, your family, your parents, right? Many people here were on our path of destruction. Our lives were heading nowhere. Our lives were heading to a place that was not good for us. Maybe even death, prison, whatever the case may be. Our lives were heading somewhere, but then one day God called our name. And we answered. One day God called our name and we said, Lord, here I am. And we gave our hearts to Him. And one day this path, this destruction where we were heading to, this chaos that we were heading to, got spun around, and now we're on our way to victory. Amen? The miracle was on its way then. You are the miracle, right? You are the miracle. Everyone's life here is a miracle. You may say, well, I was raised in the church. Well, your parents, because of your parents, you are here. You are a miracle, right? Whatever the case may be, you are the miracle. No longer headed to destruction, even if the enemy tries to stretch out his hands and destroy. We know what the enemy wants to do. We know the plan of the devil. Kill, steal, and destroy. Right? We know that is the plan. But he came to give us life. And life what? More abundantly. Right? A new joy, a new freedom. Right? New freedom. You guys want to walk in this new experience of the Lord. And I'm not saying this is something. No, this is just you personally. The Lord wants to take you to a new level. A new level in your relationship with Him. Right? To draw closer to Him. The Bible says if you draw closer to Him, He draws close to you. Right? Somebody explained this long time ago to me. He says, you know what that looks like? He goes, if you look from far and you see a big old pole and it looks a certain height, but the minute you get close up to it, it looks humongous, right? That's the same thing with God. The more you draw closer, the more you draw closer, the more you draw closer to Him, the greater and greater He's going to be. Amen? The greater, the more marvelous we're going to see Him. And we're going to be in awe, right? Everybody say, ah. I just want you guys to do that. Ah. And it's an ah like wow, not ah like ah. Sorry. There's a different ah. So we see back in verse 1. We'll back up a little bit. The king Herod. It says, now about the time Herod, the king, stretched out his hand to arrest
some of the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after the Passover. Now this Herod, this King Herod, there's a tradition here in their family. His family of murderers, right? This King Herod that persecuted this church was the grandson of Herod the Great, who ordered the murder of the Bethlehem children, right? He was also the nephew of the King Herod who had John the Baptist beheaded. Okay? So we see what's going on in this family, right? A lot of destruction, a lot of pain, a lot of torture for the people, right? So we see here that things had been bad, that things are bad, and there's no sign of change. I don't know how many of you have ever felt or feel in that situation, right? Things have been this way. Things are this way. Look, my parents, my family was like this. I'm like this. And there's no sign that there's going to change. If you believe that, that's a lie from the enemy. Right? Because Jesus is our hope. Right? Jesus gives us life. Jesus restores us. Jesus redeemed us. Right? But we see here, when you look at this story, we see here we go again. Here comes Herod again, and they're persecuting the church. And they're doing all these bad things. Things have been bad. They're bad, and there's no sign of change. We see he's persecuting the church. He's going after them. Right? I choose to believe in Jesus, and all of a sudden I'm getting persecuted. I choose to believe in God, and all of a sudden here comes the attacks. Right? The enemy wants to stop you from believing in Jesus. That is his plan. He wants to stop us from getting to heaven, living a life in glory with him. Not only is he harassing the church, but he killed James with the sword. This is James, the brother of John, right? Who their mother asks, hey, can one sit at the right and the left? And he says, you don't know what you're asking, right? This is one of them. This is James, and he's killed with the sword. And then he goes on and he arrested Peter. Why? Because he sees that it pleased the Jews. King Herod was trying to look good. He was trying to please the Jewish leaders and show them, hey, I'm on your side. Let's work together. Right? So because he saw that they liked that, that he killed James, he said, you know what? Let's take Peter too. Right? He has them arrested and he puts them with 16 soldiers. Right? Four squads. Right? Four squads. Any strong young men here? Or just me? But it says there's four squads of soldiers watching over him. So he's in prison, and it says here, and I'm probably done, but there's two chained, two at the gate. And then there's another four, and they're just taking turns. And they're just taking turns watching them, right? Let's see you break out of this one, Peter, right? Let's see you break out of this one, right? We see the enemy here at work, and we see his plan is at work. We're going to destroy the church. We're going to destroy. We took out James, and now we're going after Peter, right? It's pleasing the people, right? We're not out to please people, amen? We're not out to do that. Right? It's going to lead to problems and more problems. Right? Our life is to bring glory to the Lord. Amen? But we see the enemy at work here. And we see that Peter's situation is not looking so good. Right? And now we see Peter's situation, and we see that in the book of Acts 5, there's another story where the apostles were put into prison. So they already, in Acts chapter 4, they already, remember, they got arrested and they're told, hey, stop talking about this Jesus. And they left, and then I'm summarizing, paraphrasing, but he says, you know, let's pray for more boldness. Right? We thank you, Lord. They counted a joy that they got arrested and persecuted for it. Right? He says, oh, give us more boldness. I remember when I first got saved,
In our culture, there was a joke that if you became a Christian, there was a joke and they called you an Alleluia. Right? How many of you guys know that? But you were called an Alleluia if you became a Christian. I myself called people that. Right? And then when I became a Christian, one of my brother-in-laws, I was trying to speak to my minister to my sister, and in the background, he kept saying, Alleluia. He just kept saying it over and over and over. And all of a sudden, I stopped. And I told my sister, hey, do me a favor, tell him to keep doing that, please. And she said, why should I tell him that? She says, well, because the Bible is telling me that blessed are you when you are persecuted for his sake. I said, so tell him. He says, that way I get more blessings my way. So tell him to keep doing it louder. But things were not looking good for him. And we see that in Acts 4, they got arrested. In Acts 5, they get arrested after signs and wonders were happening. You guys believe that signs and wonders can happen out here in the street? Amen? I believe it. Right? I believe it. I believe I've seen people healed in the streets. I've seen people give their lives to the Lord here in the streets. I believe it, and I know God can still continue to do it. Amen? In Acts 5, it was a story of their signs and wonders were happening so much so that even they were laying them on the street. And even if Peter's shadow passed by, people were getting healed. That is awesome. That is awesome. And they got arrested for that. But in this case, when they got arrested, in verse 19 of Acts 5, it says, but at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out. What happened there? They were rescued. They were rescued from prison. They were told stop. They kept doing it. They asked for more boldness. They kept doing it. They were arrested again. Right? They laid hands on them, it says, and threw them in the common prison, it says. They were thrown in the prison, and the angel came and just set them free. It says the gates opened and they left, and then they were told to go back and preach. So we see that was one miracle, but this situation is different. Or you may think, right? It says, yes, I've seen God move. I know, I was going to say, I don't know where Peter's mind is, but we're going to see where Peter's mind is. But in our situation, we may have seen a miracle already in our lives, but now this situation I'm in is different, right? Maybe you might even say this situation is a little more real, right? In the past situation, I got arrested, and the angel just showed up real quick, boom, and we're out of there. Right? That doesn't really give details. In this situation, guess what? Somebody actually got killed. Right? James got killed here with a sword, it says. The church is being persecuted. Not only that, but the prison is heavily guarded. I don't see how I'm going to get out of this one. I don't see how the Lord is going to deliver me from this one. Right? Like I said, there were 16 soldiers, four squads of soldiers, and between two soldiers, he was bound in chains to them. Right? Now, can you imagine being in the prison? Yes, God has moved, but now this time, something actually happened real. And now I'm sitting here, and I'm here in this prison, and I know what my future is. This guy wants to kill me because he wants to please the people. Right? It's not looking good. It's not looking good. I don't know what situation you're in, but God wants to give you a new wine. He wants to pour out His Spirit. And sometimes we have stuff. We're in a prison. We feel locked up. We feel we're trapped in this prison. And because we're trapped in this place, I can't receive it. I want it, but I just can't receive it. The Lord wants to give you this new freedom. The Lord wants to give you this freedom in Jesus' name. The prison was heavily guarded. It says here that Peter was sleeping. Right? Verse 5 and 6, it says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered. And when Herod was about to bring him out, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers. This Peter was sleeping. Is he crazy? Peter was
fast asleep. I mean, that is the perfect sign of peace. Right? You guys think anybody, raise your hand if you feel I'd be sleeping. I do not think I'd be sleeping. Right? I mean, there's little things that happen in my life and I'm crying and yelling out there. Right? Can you imagine this? He had peace. Why did he have peace? Why was there peace in his life? Right? Maybe because the church was praying for him. He knew it. He knew God is in control. Right? He could have remembered when Jesus slept in the boat during the storm. Right? Maybe he said, you know what? I remember there was a time, there was a storm, and man, Jesus was asleep. I thought he was crazy. Right? I thought he was out of his mind. I thought he didn't care for us, but yet he slept while we panicked, while we stressed. Right? Or maybe he remembered the words that Jesus himself said, hey, you're going to die of an old age. Right? And we have promises in our lives. And you have promises in your lives. And God says, no, I am going to see those promises through. Right? It's going to happen. My word does not come back void. Right? It sets out what it's intended to do. Right? And if God says it's going to happen, then we say amen. So be it. Right? And maybe these things help them bring peace. He said, you know what? You're going to rescue me because I know what your word says. I know what you told me. And I've seen what you've done. So I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to sleep. Right? Unheard of for us maybe, but for him, he was fast asleep. And we see the angel of the Lord in verse 7 and 8 say this. It says, now behold, the angel of the Lord stood by him, and light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. This is participation day. Say, arise quickly. Arise quickly, he said. Arise quickly. But I like that it's, right here it says that the angel had to wake him up. That's how much peace this guy had. I mean, that's just awesome, right? He had to wake him up and say, hey, wake up. Right? Let's get you out of here. There's urgency here. We got to get you out of here. Wake up. It says the light was shining. Now, I don't know about the guards. I read different things, and they could have been frozen. The light blinded them, whatever the case may be. But that's not important. What's important is that the miracle is about to happen, right? That's the important thing, that God is about to move. Now, what I like here a lot, this is my other favorite part, is that the angel says, wakes him up, says, hey, come on, get up, arise quickly. And then what happened? The chains just came off. The chains came off. It wasn't the angel said, hey, here, let me take these off for you. It wasn't, hey, Peter, take those things off of yourself. As soon as he said, arise quickly, boom, freedom. Right? Freedom. Right? You may feel trapped. You may feel in a bad condition. Arise quickly. The Lord says, arise quickly. Freedom is for you. Freedom is for you. There are things that may seem impossible for us. I've been in a situation where there was fear, there was doubt, there was unbelief, and there was even people there helping me, willing to help. But because you're looking at it from the side of fear, you don't see the help. You don't see the way out, right? Now it's time to shift our eyes and look at what the Lord wants to do now. Arise quickly. Arise quickly. Chains fall off. We are free. Free to what? Free to praise Him. Free to follow Him, right? And we see that there's instructions. Gird yourself. Tie your sandals. Put on your garment and follow me, right? Get ready. Let's go. It's time to go. Wake up. Wake up. Arise quickly. It's time to move. I said I was standing out there. And I saw that group of young kids. And I said, it's time. As much as
You know, I'll tell him myself, as much as we try to ignore it. Well, maybe it's not for me, maybe somebody else. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. Right? He's speaking to us. Arise quickly. It's time. It's time. But guess what? The chains fall off by themselves. We don't have to take them off. We don't have to say, where's the key? We don't have to try to figure out the combination. Rise quickly. Chains fall off. We're set free. Amen? Now, he gives us instructions. There's things we need to do. There's our part that we have to do. Right? Gird yourself. Put on, right? We need to do these things. Put on the whole armor of God. Right? Let's get out there. Let's get out there. Let's go. Peter came to his senses. And what did he do? He went to church. Right? He came out. See, as soon as the angel led him through the impossibilities, eventually there was a point where the angel left him. And he says, now you know what you should do. I have given you instructions. Now you should know. And he went right to where they were praying. He went to church. Right? See, there's a very important message here that we need to stay connected with the body of Christ. We need to stay connected with those and stay in fellowship, praising the Lord, learning from what God has for us. See, God does the miracles, but there's also things that we need to do on our own, right? There's a part that we play as well. Do you believe it? Let's all stand, please. Truly, 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 truly believe the Lord wants to pour out His Spirit in our lives here. Give us this new wineskin to receive the new wine. I encourage you, go back and listen to it. Allow the Lord to speak to your life. But there's things in our lives that maybe trouble us, that keep us from getting to this place. There's things that are around us that make impossibilities so great, even greater than what God can do in our lives. Psalm 118, verse 5 and 6 says, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me on a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear him. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do? To me. The Lord is on your side. You will not fear. What can man do to you? As we worship the Lord right now, I'm going to invite you, if you want to come up for prayer, ask the leaders to come up and pray with you and agree with you. If you want to just praise the Lord there. But I want to remind you that there's another moment in Acts 16 where they were in prison. Paul and Silas were in prison. And we see that there was a worship service that broke out. They started praying and singing. And it says there that when that would happen, there was an earthquake, and then chains were loose, and the doors were open. See, there's different ways that the Lord rescued these men, right? There's different ways that the Lord moves in our lives. But the important thing and the thing that stays constant is us surrendering our hearts, surrendering our lives to the Lord. The one thing that remains the same is us seeking Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Seeking His will and trusting in Him. He will do the miracle. He will rescue. He will pour out the new wine if we allow Him. So Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. We give You all honor and glory, Lord. Father, may Your will be done in our lives, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You have removed, broken the chains, Lord, that we are now free to praise, free to worship, free to follow You, Lord. We give You our lives. We give You our hearts, Lord. Father, forgive us if we ever lean on our own understanding, Lord. Help us to always trust in You, Lord.
with all of our heart, Lord. Father, help us, Lord. It's time, Lord, to arise quickly. It's time to arise quickly. Move in our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. If anyone wants prayer, you're more than welcome to come up. We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
So let my roots go down deep, unmovable and unshakable in you. I wanna be unmovable and unshakable, so let my roots go down deep, unmovable and unshakable in you. Lord, I want to be like a tree planted by the streams of living water. Lord, I want to be like a tree planted by the streams of living water. I want to be unmovable and unshakable, so let my roots go down deep, unmovable and unshakable in you. I wanna be unmovable and unshakable, so let my roots go down deep, unmovable and unshakable in you.
Lord God, I just pray.
pray, Father God, we would be unmovable, unshakable, that we would stay planted, Lord God, that we would keep our eyes on you, Lord God, that we would wear the armor of Christ, Lord God, the armor of God, and walk and do what you want us to do, Lord Jesus, God, that even though so many people, Lord God, walk the other way, they look the other way, Father God, I pray we'd keep our eyes on your eyes, Jesus, forever, forever, no matter what circumstance, no matter what situation we go through, Father, I pray, Lord God, that our eyes would be set and fixed on your eyes, God, that there would be no moving, that we'd be planted, Lord God. Lord God, not like a house on sand, but a house on brick, Lord God, on rocks, Lord God, that we may be planted deep, deep, deeply in love with you, Father.
She was so happy, and she went on and didn't open the door for him, right? But Peter kept what? Knocking. And I felt like sometimes we were praying for a breakthrough. And the breakthrough is on the door, standing there. And because of some circumstances, some excitement, joy, or whatever is happening, I didn't open for my breakthrough. The church inside were praying for breakthrough for Peter, right? This is the answer of prayer. It's in the door. But you didn't open for it. All what you need now is to open for it. And listen to this. You will be united with your breakthrough. You will be united with the answer of your prayer. Yes. I feel something happening. Yeah? You will be united with the answer of your prayer. You will be united with the breakthrough that you're waiting for. Say it. I will be united with the breakthrough that I'm waiting for. I will be united with the breakthrough that, even if it's wrong English, just say it. I will be united with the breakthrough that I'm waiting for. Because it's funny. You know, the breakthrough is in the door and they are inside, you know, talking to each other. Are you sure that maybe you're crazy? Having discussion inside, and the breakthrough is on the door. And all what they needed to do is to open the door, to be united with the breakthrough. I want you to be 100% honest. Are you praying for something? Don't lift up your hand if you're not. Are you waiting for a breakthrough? Show me your hand, if you are, really. Okay? If you keep praying and open the door, you will be united with your breakthrough. Amen? Amen? I know that we still have 3 minutes. We have to have the 3 minutes. Can we sing that song, "We Need a Move"? Okay? We need a move. Mountains still being moved. The power of prayer in the name of Jesus can move mountains. Mountains can be still moved. Giants will be still slain, being slain. Walls will be falling down. And when we pray, we will be united with our breakthrough. Amen.
I'd like to add to that as well, because when we read in Judges chapter 6, 7, and 8, it speaks about Gideon. And then we see Elijah praying for rain. And we had a word here about the hand that Elijah sent his servant 7 times to see if there was rain coming. Notice that the prayer was for rain. Seven times the messenger came, but on the seventh time he said, I see the hand of a man. They were praying for rain, but notice how God answered. It said, heavy rain. He not only sent rain, he heavy rain. So you see, God, our dream may be small, but God's dreams are way higher than ours. Don't limit our God. Our God is not held by our little minute understanding. You received your request now. You're open. You have it. Confess and thank God that you have received, and everything else will get in alignment. It may take seven times, 7 days, 7 hours, 7 minutes. We don't know, but the breakthrough is there. Receive it in Jesus' name. And you know what, brother? The going out of touching Norwalk, very much, dude, very much. Like I said, I sense that when we go out, and I'm including myself because I was also part of going out, and let me tell you, it wasn't easy going out to the city of Norwalk. I'm not an evangelist, dude. I've been chased after, thrown out, cussed at, dogs chasing. But it's all good because we rose above that. God was protecting us. It's fun, and yet I can tell you of the families that received their blessings. You got to take the good with the bad, dude. When brother said, put on the armor of God, you better believe it. And we're praying that those that God sends out there are covered through prayer. Like I sensed was that when we go and knock on those doors, that we leave them a metal magnet with the name of Arise and phone number and maybe the website, so that way they have something. Maybe they may not be open to our dialogue, but anybody can go and say, hey, we're from Arise, we're praying for you, here's a little something, and go. That way nobody will get out their guns or throw you out or sick you with their dogs. We learn how not to do it, right? God bless y'all.
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised. And giants are still being slain. And God, we believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. And set our hearts on you. Come and do.
Miracles happen.
And miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming.
Let's sing that again. Miracles happen.
Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move.
And this is a move. Sing, this is a move. And this is a move.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that it's not by might or not by power, Lord, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that our chains will fall not from our cleverness or our doing, but it will fall from our hands by itself. Thank you, Lord, that we will be free. We will be free to united by with our breakthroughs. Every soul will be free, Lord, to serve you, to worship you. Lord, I thank you that you will, hallelujah, you will open the doors by itself, Lord. Send an angel, send a force, send an army to open the doors for us, Lord, for your church to move, to see mountain moved, to see chains breaking, to see giants slain, being slain, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We believe it, Lord. This church believe it, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that you build faith in our heart, Lord, to believe that the breakthrough is coming. The prison door will be open and we will be set free to serve you and worship you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful week. Thank you. And welcome to Arise Quickly International Church. I just wanted to make this joke.